Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. You know, Faisal, we get lots of questions about higher interest rates and mortgage rates going up, and what's that going to do to my house? What's the price of my property going to do? What's Calgary real estate look like? Because we often hear about national numbers. I'm not sure the national numbers necessarily translate into what's happening in Calgary.
And in fact, we're hearing more and more from Ontario saying, hey, it's a lot more affordable in Calgary.
Right.
It's a lot more affordable in Alberta. Let's head our way there. And then we're also hearing from clients and listeners of this show, and they're saying, you know what, my adult child is getting in the housing market.
Yep.
There's not that much inventory. The prices, what do we do? Do we buy? Is it going to go up? Is it going to go down?
Yep.
And well, you know, my crystal ball is terrible when it comes to this stuff. So how about we crystal ball it with people who know more about the real estate market than you and I?
Well, Anne-Marie Lurie is going to join us, and she's the CREB chief economist, and we'll see. Her crystal ball will be better than yours and mine for sure. I keep abreast and I read her material. She's well-written, it's well thought out, and so I'm really curious to get a sense of what 2023 and beyond looks like. First of all, Anne-Marie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, let's set it up. We had a pretty good pandemic year in 2020, 21, regards to the price of homes. They've jumped up pretty high. It looks like, and from what I'm hearing from real estate agents, that the market's changing a little bit right now in 2023. Give us your thoughts about what's up for 2023 in your forecast when it comes to the housing market.
Well, I think we can pack it out into different sections. So what we're seeing happen is that, you know, sales are expected to kind of cool off because we do have higher interest rates that are impacting the market. But at the same time, when we think about prices, and that's where most consumers are concerned about, we're not expecting to see really any declines happen. Some declines will be happening really in the upper end of the detached market because that's where we're seeing supply. The challenge in our market is there hasn't been very much supply, especially in the lower end of the market. So we're still likely to see price gains for lower price detached homes, for apartment condos, row properties, because there's just limited supply in there and the demand remains strong. And I think that is one of the fundamental differences in our market is that, you know, we are not Ontario. We have still very affordable housing. We have a lot of people coming into this province. So, you know, our migration numbers have been exceptionally strong, and that's offsetting some of that impact from the higher rates.
So, Anne-Marie, just for clarity for the audience here, when you say lower priced homes, higher priced homes, is there a dollar amount that you're looking at that kind of defines one versus the other?
For sure. So anything under 600,000, that market, there isn't a lot of supply, and it's difficult to see some of the supply come on. So that under 600,000 for detached homes is going to remain relatively strong. So I still expect to see some price growth happening in that segment of the market. Now, over 600, that's where we're starting to see some shifts. That's where we're seeing that's where some of the supply is coming on. Demand isn't quite as strong because it's a lot harder for the move-up buyer to get into that upper end of the market. So that's where we're starting to see some adjustments happen. Now, keep in mind the risk on that is, and an upside risk in terms of price is if, you know, we continue to see this level of migrants coming from Ontario and BC that tend to be a higher priced market and they're coming into ours, you might not get that. You might see that demand actually continue in that range because they're far less sensitive to the higher interest rates just from the price point that they're coming from. So that's, you know, that will be to be seen if we see that. That's where we're starting to see adjustments today. But yeah, under five, very different story, under 600,000. So
what impact have you seen the higher interest rates and the higher mortgage rates have on the market? And maybe give us your forecast of what you think that, you know, that particular aspect of the real estate market is going to do and how it's going to affect Calgary going forward.
Well, the higher interest rates, there's no question it's changing what people can buy. So what we've seen happen is there's been a bit of a shift. You know, it started in 2022, whereas, you know, predominantly we were detached home sales. You know, that accounted for over 60, almost 70% of all of our total resale activity. So what happened is we saw that shift where people were, you know, they couldn't afford necessarily the detached home. There wasn't a lot of supply choice. They started moving into other aspects of the market. So apartment condos, finally started to see some really strong demand growth. We saw it in row homes, semis, and it really reduced all of the inventory levels in those markets as well. And we're seeing some price gains. And I think that is a reflection of, sorry, that doesn't usually happen. It's a reflection of the fact that we had phone rings. It's a reflection of the fact that, you know, because they can't afford into that upper range, they're making those choices to not necessarily keep out of the market, but to go into different aspects of the market. And with that, another thing to note is because the rental rates have been increasing. So we've seen rental growth, we've seen low vacancy rates. That's also brought back investors into the market. So we have much more people actually who are looking at, you know, what are their options for apartment condos? And is that a good time to buy an investment property despite the fact that you have higher rates just because of the rental gains?
Anne-Marie, we've got a couple minutes left before we have to go to commercial break. But when you look at the rental market, it's gone up in rent. We're seeing year over year increases. At some point, tenants will start saying it is cheaper for me to buy than it is to rent. Are we there yet? Is that going to add more demand? And then let me ask you the flip side. Home builders are going to come out and say, hey, the market's still pretty good out here, especially in the $600,000 and less area. Do we see a lot more? I know it takes a lot longer for a house to be built and be ready to be sold on market, but do we see both sides, the demand increasing because of rent and the supply increasing because of the home builders?
Yes. I mean, we've already started to see the supply response. So last year, 2022 was a record year for starts in the city. And, you know, a lot of that was not just ownership. So what was interesting is, you know, that apartment condo, the apartment sort of construction numbers are actually showing that, you know, half of that is rental. So the home builders are also responding by constructing more rental product. I mean, last time we had starts this high, most of that was for ownership basis. So I think that, you know, there is a response in terms of adding more rental. They'll also be adding more product to the market. Where it will get tricky is their ability to add detached homes in that lower price range, because as we know, with higher costs, higher labor costs, it's going to be a little bit harder to see that supply come in on the lower price detached homes. And I think that's why that segment of the market will likely continue to see some limited supply. And that's why I still think we're going to see some price growth there because of that. So I think that this is a market, a bit of a transition where you will see supply come on. It'll help ease the pressure, but the demand is going to remain strong for that affordable product. So you're going to have some divergent trends.
Yeah, one last question before we have to get going here. There's more and more conversation of the downtown core office buildings turning into rental properties and residential. Is that going to impact on a positive or a negative for the city of Calgary?
Well, given that right now we don't have a lot of vacancy, I think that is a positive, especially when you look at how many international migrants that we've had come in. So province-wide, you know, over 100,000 were just 100,000 people came into this province. You know, most of that, 70% of that is international migrants. They start in rental. We know that Calgary's been getting a larger share of that migration, and I think it is key to have that rental product available. So there's nothing that's pointing to me as in terms of a risk of there being too much, even if there's some of that conversion in the downtown. You know, we do have very limited supply in the overall market in rental and in ownership. So,
Anne-Marie, thank you very much. We're going to have to wrap it up at that point. We appreciate your input. We'll keep in touch, and we'll cross our fingers that that the migration continues to support the prices, but at a, you know, as a rate that keeps Calgary an affordable city to live in and attracts business. So thank you for your contribution today.
Thank you.
We've been joined by Anne-Marie Lurie, who is the Calgary Real Estate Board's chief economist. Listen, part of everybody's retirement plan involves living somewhere, housing, rental, owning property. It's all part of the equation. It's all part of the lifestyle that people plan for as they move into retirement. We've got to talk about that entire lifestyle planning process.
And that'll be on Tuesday, February 21st, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
We've had a really good start to the year, both in equity and bond markets. The question is it going to hold or is it going to pull back? Stick around after the break to find out. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.